Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I gotta thank our next guest for getting up early in Seattle and joining us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. It is the great Lou Merlone. Hey, Lou.
Hello, people. How are you?
Thanks for doing this. It was 6:28 out there this morning.
No, it's okay. I've been up for an hour and a half. It's the West Coast.
Yeah. Like, you strike me as a morning person.
Lou,
yeah, you fight it. You come out here and you're like, okay, I'm not getting up at 4:30. I swear to God, if I see it, I'm going back to bed. So,
yeah. Once I wake up, I can't go back to sleep. It's very. Some people can go right back to sleep.
Old person talking.
Yeah. It's an old person. Yeah. Is it old person talk?
I have no issue. Yeah.
But Lou's right. There's something about being on the West Coast. I'm just like, I'm not a fan of it at all.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I always feel weird out there.
Lou, did you reconnect with your luggage? What a nightmare.
No, not yet. That should be here maybe tomorrow, I'm hoping. So I got one more day. I'm not worried about it, even though it is opening day, but that's okay. So nothing will get me in a bad mood today. So I'm all set.
Well, yeah. I mean, we just spent some time with Sam Kennedy, and it seems like they are optimistic. I guess that's the company line on this team. And I guess if you look at nearly everybody on this roster having a better than average year, then this can be a competitive baseball team. You agree?
Yeah, I guess when you put it that way. I would say this, like the one uncomfortable thing is obviously the starting rotation. And the one thing that can take a team down is a starting rotation. I mean, we saw it kind of last year. You know, that team was a game out. That team was 9 games over 500 in August 20th. I mean, that's like an 86-87 pace win season. And they just ran out of gas because they tried a 3-man rotation, 3.5-man rotation for about 6 weeks, 8 weeks, never got reinforcements and just ran out of gas. And this team, you look at the rotation, you say there's just not enough depth there. Now, I look at it now and say, you know, there are some guys that had a great camp. There's no question about it. They had a great camp. They had guys going 6 innings up and down this rotation, and they couldn't do that last year. So I do want to see how it relates to the regular season. If there, you know, a lot of that stuff was tangible. They changed a lot of things in their repertoires. I thought they looked fantastic. I just, you know, I would have felt a lot better if they had like a constant, you know, obviously like a Jordan Montgomery left, but went somewhere else, I should say. But if they had a constant in there, and then you get a couple guys surprised, now you're kind of talking. They're really relying on health right now with this rotation.
But doesn't the fact that Jordan Montgomery is available basically for 1 year for $25 million and you're not interested in that investment if you're Craig Breslow, does that not say that you're not that confident in this team?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, I'm not so sure Craig Breslow wasn't interested in that. You know, I mean, I think, I don't know if I said it with you guys before or not, but, like, you know, the underlying truth here is that John Henry doesn't believe this team can win.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, he'll spend if he thinks he can win. He's shown it in the past. And that's where the disconnect is, because a lot of people feel like they may not this year be ready to, you know, be a favorite with an addition of Jordan Montgomery, but everybody you're going to have in the next 4 or 5 years on this baseball team is here right now. The core, the most of the guys. Like, you look around the infield, a lot of these guys aren't going anywhere in the outfield. They're not going anywhere. A lot of these arms that they acquired in the bullpen, in young rotation, they're here for 4 or 5 years. This team was ready to be supplemented right now and improve this season, and then you make that big splash the next year, and now you're kind of where you want to be. So that's why the industry, and I mean, when I say industry, I mean national writers, local writers, opposing managers, opposing players, opposing GMs, opposing owners, trying to figure out why Jordan Montgomery wasn't here 2 months ago.
Lou, isn't that a self-fulfilling prophecy, the whole we're not going to spend unless the team's ready to contend? I mean, even dating back to when they first took over the team, I mean, the ads they would make year after year after year, investing and then using assets from their farm system to get Beckett and Mike Lowell, like, everything shifted. And the fact that the Diamondbacks of all team outbid you, or maybe even bid you, you didn't even have a bid, when that would have changed so many people's outlook for this season. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me that they didn't go after Jordan Montgomery for a one-year deal.
Yeah, it just, I agree. It was just a lot of confusion. And the thing that I think maybe bothers me is that, you know, because this might be the player in me, is that the players can only control what they can control, you know. And the players came in here and did their thing in the offseason. And a lot of these guys had really good camps. And they busted their ass, and they feel good about the year, and they're the ones that are going to wear it. Like, they're the ones that the fans kind of take it out on, right? They're the ones that the fans are like, I don't care about this team. This team sucks. They can't win, you know. And it's not their fault, you know what I mean? They can't control those sort of things, you know. So I just feel bad, because there are some you know, good, really good players, just like last year, and if they were supplemented maybe a couple of arms. You know, who knows what this team could do? It's like, sort of like if guys do take off and everybody does improve and get better, will it still be enough? You know, will they still have enough bodies in the end? Will they supplement them at the trade deadline? You know, that, I don't know what would ever change from last year, the last 2 years, really, this year at the deadline. I think it might be a similar approach. So I feel bad for the players, because they did their thing, they're doing their thing, and the players, you know, fans are just like, screw it, I ain't going to go watch. Screw these guys. And it's not their fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Lou, overall league question that's pissing me off this morning. When you look at these opening day matchups, we've got two games already postponed till tomorrow because of weather. You've got the Red Sox not starting till 10 o'clock tonight. You don't have any games today that start before 3 p.m. What's going on? Why is MLB making these decisions to take the excitement out of opening day?
Well, I mean, the rainouts really can't do much about. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you try to stagger a noon game and a three game and put them on TV and everything. As far as Seattle, I don't think MLB has anything to do with this either, from what I understand. Like, Seattle is only allowed so many home games because the city, I don't know, something to do with the city allows it. So because they're on the West Coast, they only take their day games, I believe, on travel days, because the travel can be really difficult for teams out West. So, yeah, I would have liked a day game. There's no question about it. You know, I think the players would have liked the kind of a day game, have one more game during the day that they're used to, because I think 7:10 first pitch for these guys is 10:10 East Coast, which is pretty much when they've been going to bed for the last 2 months. So that's what makes this trip really difficult.
Do you buy Shohei's explanation of what occurred?
Me personally, no. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it's, I'll put it this way. Like, my whole thing is like this whole, like, I didn't know anything was going on. Me and my best friend are watching the Patriots. They're favored by 3.5. I have $1 million on the game, and he never knows. Like I'm throwing lamps up against the ceiling. You know what I mean? It's like 3 minutes to go in the game. The shirt's off. I'm screaming. I'm yelling. And he's sitting there going, he has no idea.
He's passionate.
So I have a lot of money to give.
So you're saying that back when you were playing, you didn't have a buddy who just wired $4.5 million from your account. You didn't know about it?
No. And you know, the other thing is, it's more of like, listen, I wanted this to play out. You know what I mean? I get it and everything. But the story changing within 24 hours, like the crisis communications of that company that he hired, they actually came out and confirmed the ePay story about, the signing off on the wire. And then they're the ones that they were hired to take care of this. These are like people that have been hired to take care of like Hillary Clinton and Weinstein and all these people. Like, they're big time, and they screwed that up. They only talked to eBay. They didn't talk to Otani. And then they changed their story. It's like the whole thing is really weird. Let it play out. Let it find out what's going on. But I find it hard to believe, given how close this relationship is between the two of them, that he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, there are two things, Lou. One, what's the agency that's conducting the investigation? If he stole $4.5 million, why hasn't he been arrested? And secondly, everybody nationally says that Mizuhara is this total non-trustworthy, lying guy who made up his resume about the Red Sox. But when he says he didn't bet on baseball, we all believe him. I don't get it.
Yeah, and let's be honest. Like, if they investigate this thing, if they're going to bury anything, it's going to bury that, right?
Right.
Because, if they find that he was involved in it, they may, suspend him for a little bit. God forbid they find out that it was baseball was involved and he's got to be suspended for life. Pete right now is chilling. Pete Rose is chilling right now at a card show in Vegas, laughing his ass off, wondering what's going to happen with this one.
You played the game. So just talking in general terms, can one guy, one pitcher throw a game?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
A pitcher can, there's never a guarantee. That's why betting on baseball is insane. You bet on Pedro Martinez -370, the bullpen gives it up. So, it's like hypothetically it is. I'm not so sure I believe any of those reports coming out of those bets. Those need to be a little bit more confirmed, I believe. But I think in general, I think a pitcher can go out there and just give it up and not throw strikes, give up 4 or 5 runs in like 2 innings, get pulled, and then sort of sit back and hope his offense doesn't turn it up. And it's, nothing's a guarantee, but, they can probably do their best.
It can help.
It's like pitchers, quarterbacks, and goalies.
Yeah.
Control.
Yeah.
More of an outcome than anybody else. Lou, you talked about this team and them. If Henry felt like that they were good enough, he'd be willing to spend. Is there a chance if they get to the trade deadline and they're good enough that he dives in and makes a splash then?
That's what I was saying before. Like, I'm not so sure what would change. I thought they were good enough last year, and this team has a chance to kind of be very similar, maybe just as good because in other areas. Right. But ultimately last year's team defensively, they were so flawed, they weren't going to win anything. Like, they were the worst, defensive team almost in the history of baseball when you look at some of the numbers. So, but they definitely could have used some help. I mean, they're half a game out of the playoffs. So this team sort of, does the similar thing, and they're sitting there, and they're a game out of the playoffs, half game out of the playoffs. So do you make a major trade, for that type of team? And I kind of feel like they gave us their answer last year. Now, maybe something changes, depending on the system or depending on who the guys are, how your team looks. We are better defensively. We are swinging the bats. Some of the young arms are performing. We could use this veteran guy. I just wouldn't expect it to be like a Max Scherzer-type big trade, right? But hopefully they get some help if they need it. That's the idea. That's why you play. I mean, that's why you bust your ass all freaking offseason. You know what I mean? To come into camp, to try to improve, to try to get better, walk into camp, do everything you ask of me, play at a very high level, go out and do it again in April, May, and June, and July. Now it's your turn to take care of me. It's your turn to do me the favor. I did it for you. What are you going to do for me? That's what the deadline's all about.
Do you think Breslau has more push in that because he is a former player to say, hey, I know those guys in that clubhouse are hoping we do something, and because he's that former player, his voice goes a little further than a guy like Chaim Bloom?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, I think, when he was first hired, one of the first things I thought about. I look at a guy like Chris Young down in Texas. The guy was a pitcher. And I look at them at the deadline, and he's just like, I need Chapman now. I want Scherzer. I need Montgomery. Like, he just loaded up, and I kind of thought that was a player in him. So I'm sure Breslau you know, will want to do that. I'm sure Breslow wanted Yamamoto. I'm sure Breslow wanted Montgomery. The question is, you know, will he be able to pull it off? Will there be an understanding that, you know, this is what I need? Can I have it?
Does Breslow want Cora?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, does he want Cora?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think he does. I mean, that whole dynamic I'm not so sure about. To be honest with you, if I had to guess, I would kind of think it's more Cora waiting to find out what's going on. You know, I mean,
kindly.
Because
Curtis wanted a second,
right? Five or six years, and he wants to see, is it going to be like this forever?
Yep.
Like how long is it going to be like this? Like, are we going to spend in the off season at the deadline? Are we going to do what it takes to get over the hump? Because it's more like him waiting to see if things have changed.
Correct.
And if they're going to change.
All right, Lou. Well, as a texter points out, only 12 and a half hours till game time. So you and Will tonight on the call. I'm so glad you're doing games. I'm so appreciative that you took the time this morning and can't wait to hear you tonight. All right, bud?
Is it really 12 and a half hours?
Yeah, what are you going to do in Seattle for 12 hours?
Honestly, what am I going to do? It's raining, too. Like, what am I going to I can't even golf.
Go to the original Starbucks.
Oh, that sounds entertaining.
Or go to the pier where they have you throw the fish.
Oh, yeah.
Get some content.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, Courtney, I took my son came out with me last year. I took him to that, and the guy, like, threw the fish across. I'm like, watch. And he throws the fish, and he looks at me, he goes, that's it? That's why you brought me down here?
Right.
The guy threw his fish.
Ain't nothing to do in Seattle, bro. Ain't nothing out there.
All right, Lou, we'll talk to you during the season. All right, good luck.
All right, guys. All right. Take it easy, bye.
That's Lou Merlone.
Yeah.
10:10 tonight on the Odyssey app and on the Shaw Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.